welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is C.K. Pua of NXP. C.K. joined Philips Semiconductors in 1993 and worked in various engineering roles. After Philips, C.K. joined Freescale in 2012 and rejoined NXP through the Freescale merger. C.K. is now a product manager for microcontrollers in the edge processing business line. Welcome to the podcast, C.K.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
First, please tell us, what brought you to semiconductors? How did you get your career started?
Well, I started my career after the college, and we have opportunities in the semiconductors world back home, and there was a lot of areas that we can get trained, and we get into this business. So as the engineers that's working on the electronic aspect of it, we started to see electronics and semiconductors dominating for the last 20 to 30 years, I must say.
Yeah, that's pretty much my story as well. I'm lucky to be in Silicon Valley, so it was just really booming. You know, I recently did an article about MCUs, and I remember NXP is the number one MCU provider in the world. So what is the MCX portfolio of MCUs?
Okay, good. With the merger of NXP and Freescale in 2015, it brought together the LPC and Canadis MCU. MCX is the next generation of MCU, which combines the best of LPC and Canadis to meet the ever-increasing microcontrollers demand. The MCX MCU expands scalability, simplified system design, offers optimum enablement, and intelligent peripherals for edge computing. These include machine learning, wireless, voice, motor control, analog, and more. The portfolio also features the first instantiation of NXP new specialized neural processing unit for accelerating inference at the edge, delivering up to 30 times faster machine learning throughput compared to a regular CPU core. The MCX portfolio features four new series supported by widely adopted MCU Expresso software suite and development tools to simplify product development.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about the four families in the portfolio that you mentioned?
Sure. The MCX N series is the advanced series designed for secure, intelligent application, which includes an integrated edge lock secure subsystem and a dedicated MPU with high efficient compute architecture for real-time inference. It also includes a DSP processor. The MCX A essential series is optimized to provide critical functionality for a broad range of application where cost constraint and time to market are key consideration. The MCXW wireless series offer low power, narrow band connectivity, including a Bluetooth low energy radio designed to simplify adding wireless connectivity to IoT devices. Its energy efficient radio helps to extend the battery life of small connected system. The MCXL ultra low power series is designed for battery operated application with one of the industry lowest dynamic power consumption. These devices help to extend battery life significantly compared to traditional MCU.
Okay, you mentioned an integrated MPU. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, machine learning, aka ML, development activities has mostly focused on high power solution in a cloud or application processor. Part of the explosive growth of embedded and edge solution covered by the MCX microcontrollers are also about how these resource constrained edge solutions are becoming more intelligent. and the need to support ML implementation. Known in some circles as TinyML, there's a huge growth in ML deployment on systems with little memory and limited computing features for applications such as industrial, predictive maintenance, or low resolution, low frame rate vision recognition application. Dedicated MPU accelerators are more efficient and performing ML compute workload compared to general purpose microcontroller processing core. But the majority of available MPU architecture do not scale efficiently to meet the performance and area requirement for microcontrollers. With this in mind, NXP developed a highly scalable MPU architecture with the best-in-class performance and power efficiency. The NXP MPU integrated in the MCX devices is a family of this architecture, which can scale from very efficient implementation to higher performance version. With a single architecture, it is supported by the NXP Unified EIQ ML software development environment. The use of a scalable MPU architecture combined with the unified enablement software offers the developer a consistent and familiar user experience.
Great. I understand the portfolio is supported by MCU Expresso, which is a suite of software and tools. Can you tell us a bit more about why that's important?
Sure. Embedded MCU development requires a combination of hardware and software. When using a new or different MCU, the software development tools play a critical role in customers' time to market. NXP popular MCU Expresso suite of software and tools provide the essential software components for all NXP MCU. With this platform, users are guided from the simplest input and output pin setup to debug session with graphical data representation when using FreeMaster Viewer plugin. In addition, the trust provisioning tool provides the user in secure application, simpler way of programming it. New users shorten their learning curve by using the production-ready MCU Expresso SDK, along with the ease to use development environment and the evaluation kit that we supply online. Existing LPC and Kinetis users preserve their engineering investment by reusing the software drivers and middleware. This enables smooth migration from existing LPC and Kinetis to the new MCX platform.
Got it. So what about scalability? Why is scalability so important for this portfolio?
Yes, different edge IoT application requires different MCU. And this is the reason why we created the four series within the MCX family. From the customer feedback, they want to switch from one series to another without the need to relearn a different MCU core. By standardizing on an ARM Cortex-M33 core throughout the portfolio, MCX offers customers the flexibility to move within the four series, retain a lot of the reuse when the application outgrew or the need to scale down. In addition, we reuse as much as possible the same peripherals with some resizing within the complete portfolio. This provides the much needed compatibility when moving between the series.
Okay, what about security? How did that factor into the development of the portfolio?
Yes, security has a very wide coverage. Every application use case differ. So does the security threat model. To meet the different requirements, NXP designed a feature-rich edge lock secure subsystem with high-performance crypto and advanced security feature in a small package without compromising the low-power capability of the MCX MCU. The immutable secure subsystem supports industrial-recognized NIST approach standard, including the AES 128, 256, the SHA-2 or 256 or 512, and the ECC curve of P256 in various modes of application and key derivation function and random number generation. In many different applications, the MCX portfolio addresses the wide range of options. The integrated security capabilities such as secure boot, secure debug, lifecycle management give users the flexibility in security to meet their application need. Also, increased security level also make the user's system more complex because HLock secure subsystem is pre-configured. It simplifies the security enforcement on the system, freeing the developer or the users to focus on other differentiating features of their product.
Great. If people want more information about the MCU and MCU Expresso integrated development environment, where do they go? It's on the NXP website?
Yes, this MCU Expresso can be found on nxp.com/MCU Expresso. Everything will be there for you to discover and play with it. It's free as you register user for, as long as you register as a user.
Great. Well, that concludes our podcast. Thank you, CK, for your time. And thank you, everyone, for listening in to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. And have a good day.
Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.